Yes, thank you. And what about when we don't spend time meditate? What that moment should be?
Like now, just the natural way of, of living.
Yeah. Instead of trying to concentrate without understanding, what about just one word, consider more, having more confidence, and read and understand better and better in order to be conditioned for understanding directly? Because the self cannot do that. No understanding. It can concentrate, but no understanding. But right understanding will gradually turn on little by little to this moment, because without understanding of this moment, it's useless studying, thinking about reality. So the most valuable moment is understanding. That's all. Just one moment. It develops. It eliminates ignorance and attachment gradually, just by then when it arises. That's all. So we just have implement to develop right understanding, to just understand what is hidden for a long, long time now. No matter we talk about birth, death, or whatever, it's just the arising and falling away of conditioned realities by different names in samsara. No gap. Nothing in between. Nothing can be done. Only right understanding understands. So much different between ignorance and right understanding. Ignorance cannot understand seeing, even while it sees at moment of seeing. But right understanding begins now. It's just moment of experiences, a world of sight which will bring more thinking about whatever happened in a day in one's life. So it's just like the war between avijja and vijja.
Between self and non-self, atta and anatta.
Because just that which arises and see, very simple, but so much to understand that it's not I or anything at all. Just that reality. And it begins to be freed from, to be mastered by lobha. To do this, to think that. But just now, that characteristic which sees, that which experiences, as it is. To me, I think that when I read Tipitaka, I don't have the idea for wanting to understand better, but to understand what is there taught by the Buddha. And let it be conditioned for other moment. That's all. The only way. Very, very difficult in the beginning.
And after the discussion this morning, Alberto made a comment which I've heard from other ex-meditators, because he followed a practice for a long time, even though he has no interest now, but because of that old habit, then still there is some attending to what they think is breath at the nostril or something like that, because of the old pattern or habit. Do you like to?
It's just thinking about the way.
Excuse me, I think that it seems like we try to understand what we used to take for self, but actually, habits of not understanding for everyone. Not just for one person who followed the meditation or anything, it's the habits that one has had for long, long time ago, yeah, and it branches in different ways of practices by different accumulation. But understanding can understand it, no matter what. It's only wrong understanding.
Anne mentioned yesterday the habit of trying to work out the understanding, or someone will say trying to understand visible object or experience or something, just those habits, however it manifests. Just
never enough to talk about, because of the habits for everyone, they're exactly the same. But as right understanding sees that it's wrong, it begins to just throw it away. Useless. But that's why it takes quite long, long time to understand what understanding understands, that which appears only, not trying to do anything.
I think the other part of what I was saying or trying to say was that the habit continues, but there's more understanding of what things that I might not have taken before as being trying to work it out or thinking about it, it becomes clear that there's still little bits, very subtle, there.
It has to be known, otherwise it can never be eradicated, so one should welcome the fact that it arises and understands
that it's there to be said.
If it never arises, like in the animal realm or something, can never be understood. So it's
right. So Panya's not afraid of anything at all. Whatever comes. But when it's not yet that level, okay, it's all right, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Never to return, to be known at all. What about that which now appears? Only that should be known. That's why Panya is cheerful.
It needs to be strong enough to let go of whatever one used to cling to.
I don't think that anyone can do or can let go. Just right understanding, more and more, little by little.
Yes.
It performs its function. Only it can understand better and better, deeper and deeper. Each moment passed like before, without understanding, but when there's hearing, considering, it develops little by little, cheerfully.
Rajan means that right understand what appears now. This is the only way to let go of the I, the self.
You don't have to think of letting go at all. It's a function of Panya. The understanding can let go at the moment when it arises. So very little in the beginning.
Even if it's wrong view that arises, when Panya arises at that moment of understanding, it is letting go without thinking at all about anything.
Let go of the idea of
just at that moment view. Because of that is the function of Panya, that's all.
Thank you.
So nothing to do, no one to do. By conditions. Opposite realities, kusala and akusala.
Ajahn, you just mentioned something about Panya. Panya knows cheerfully.
Yes.
Yes. There's a distinction, though, between Panya knowing cheerfully and moments of attachment following Panya.
Mm-hmm. Because
so there'd have to be a lot of Panya. There'd have to be more Panya to understand that.
Because when we talk about cheerfully, many degrees.
Yes.
Even just very little.
Mm-hmm. Is it cheerfully or calm?
Cheerful. Because it doesn't regret itself.
Okay.
Happy.
Okay. Cheerful,
relief,
no regret.
Relief.
Yes. Okay.
Piti, joy.
Yes. Okay.
Kusala, And it is calm at that moment because it's kusala.
Yeah.
Just like live to understand.
Yeah.
Or to Dhamma appear as it is Dhamma. Live to understand is quite safe words.
Mm-hmm.
no matter what comes, just live to understand. Or to panya, appear. Or to realities appear, whatever, right now. Better than sit, not cheerful.
Yes. I understand relief. Yeah.
No more burden, see. Little by little, to see that usually life is burden with ignorance and attachment.
We have to see the burdens of ignorance and attachment, which we otherwise don't see.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the burden.
That's right. That's right, especially when there's pleasant feeling.
But realizing that it's quite a burden, very heavy, in samsara, like the buffalo working in the field to be yoked.
Mm-hmm.
And when thinking about that, because sometimes those kinds of thoughts arise, it's more the feeling burdened is an unpleasant feeling. So it's usually with dosa, it's the panya that knows burden,
but it
can be calm and cheerful.
Yeah, but it doesn't know that it's burden. Appears in the form of joy, happy, pleasant.
Yes. Yeah. If it appears in the form of with dosa, then that's another story. But
the eye is still there.
Yes. And unless it's panya that realizes it, then it's dosa.
When it is panya, even if it's just at the pariyatti level, there is pleasant feeling, that's the point. It is joyful.
And when there's more and more understanding of the meaning of the words of the teaching, there can be reading with understanding better and better about no one, no self at all, or adamas. No matter talking about what chitta-sikas, like sati, samadhi, and kusala sila, akusala sila, everything comes out as not self at all. That's why somewhere in the Tipitaka it says like one is under the roof of ignorance.
This morning, Anne, you were mixing up a couple of kinds of upekka, so there are many different meanings of upekka in context, actually not just three but many, but the main ones are upekka, referring to indifferent feeling. When it's not happy feeling or unhappy feeling, then it's indifferent feeling. And there's upekka, which is the Brahma vihara, the equanimity. And there's tatramajatata chetasika, which arises with every kusala citta. And there's also other meanings like upekka, which is panya, and also virya, sankhara upekka, equanimity to formations, and the equanimity of the arahat, equanimity of jhana, many kinds of equanimity. But the main ones, I think the ones that you were mixing up, were the indifferent
feeling
and the Brahma vihara and tatramajatata, which arises with all kusala.
Yes, I was mixing them.
Yeah.
I was forgetting.
Yeah,
I was only thinking of the Brahma vihara.
And the bojanga, the equanimity.
Well, the virya, take that for example, the virya upeka would arise with kusala virya.
It's referring to the four right efforts then.
Okay.
So, virya upeka, referring to the right efforts.
Okay.
But there are many different kinds. And then there's upeka, or in the development of vipassana, many kinds. in the Atasalani, I think, mm-hmm. ten kinds of upekkha.
They all have to do with an indifference or an equanimity,
When you say indifference, for example, taktrama jatata, equanimity, it's not the same as indifferent feeling.
Okay.
At any moment of kusala, there is equanimity. Mm-hmm. There is, at that moment, there's no attachment. There is acceptance of whatever mm-hmm. arises mm-hmm. at that moment. Indifference sounds more like not caring or
yes,
indifferent
yeah, yeah.
feeling, not pleasant or unpleasant. Mm-hmm. Like the equanimity, which is the Brahma Vihara.
Yes.
This is that same Chetasika.
Yes, yeah. And it's not the unpleasant, don't care. It's, yeah. I mean, indifferent, don't care, yeah.
Actually, the indifferent, don't care is the enemy, it's the near enemy. Because
I would have thought so, because yes. it's like dosa.
Like a little bit like reflecting on my mother's situation and how whatever happens is a result of karma. It's condition for equanimity, but if one just doesn't care, then that's the opposite
yeah.
of equanimity.
Yes, yeah. Right. If it's like, well, I can't do anything about it, that's what it is. That's the opposite of equanimity.
Do you want to bring up your question, one of your... Odi Pakya Dhammas or Jungas or what was...
Yeah, or so many aspects of panya and so many different levels of but the 37 Bodhipakya Dhamma covers all different aspects and different levels of understanding from Pariyatti to Pativeda, I think. From Satipatthana to Samapadana and
Jhangas and the Indriyas and the Balas. The point was
Satindriya.
That Panya is in many different groups or aspects, so it's repeated many times. So that was the comment about, for example, panya as an indriya, panya as a bala, panya as a bojanga, panya as a idipada, panya repeated so many times. And is it showing different aspects and degrees and strengths? I think this is...
Are we now talking about the 37 Bodhipakya Dhamma? Starting from... Satipatthana.
But before that, what about Pariyatti?
Without bright understanding, intellectual understanding, how can there be the understanding, the characteristic of sati? Because as soon as one heard the word sati, it seems like one understood instantly, but actually it's not at all. Especially Satipatthana cannot arise without understanding of whatever appears as nama or rupa or self, not self. For example, if we talk about Satipatthana now, see, what is it?
You're already talking about developed panya.
See, it's only the word. But the understanding, is it enough to condition understanding with such level of awareness of our reality? For example, does the hardness appear well? Now, see? No Satipatthana, it's gone, unknown. So at moment when it appears from hearing, one begins to know the characteristic of it as not a microphone or anything at all. It's just hard, that's all. And only heart does not help one not to cling or take it for something. But the element, that which has arisen to be heart just very shortly. And then something comes in naturally. Sound, thinking and so on. So only when it appears well, so one begins to understand what's meant by well. Well as a characteristic, as one has heard, as nothing but hardness. Otherwise one is holding microphone all the time. Even we don't say anything, but the idea of it is there. So it's wrong idea, wrong understanding of that which appears. So from hearing on and on, more and more, it conditioned right understanding at moment of hardness appear well. So the difference is that that moment, satipatthana, has arisen. So the object can appear well as it is. Just one, see, what about others? Reality, so much to understand the difference. Very short, but it's there, to be known as it's different. It's like you haven't seen this before, and then you just see it quickly when it's all. But you know that it's different. And you know that not by expectation. Just like sound, no expectation to hearing, to hear. It has to be very natural.
You say a little more about the difference when you mean use the word well and clearly. So the hardness appears well, but not clearly, as in Vipassana. Yeah.
Certainly, just well enough to be known.
Well enough to be known as hardness is just a rupa, a dharma at that moment. That's
no
it.
No word, but the characteristic appears well, as it's been taught, that it's not a pen, not a table. So we can see that when it's not satipatthana, impossible for anything to appear well because it's gone. Mm-hmm. As pictures, people think, image all the time. And this is the beginning of not just hearing, considering, but the characteristic of that which is not self begins to appear when it hears well.
And when either objects or experiencing objects begins to appear well, would it be a slow development before, like,
no expectation,
no expectation
whether it can be aimed or what?
Right.
Because of ignorance that has been accumulated so long compared to that short moment.
Yeah.
Just learn to understand. It's right understanding. And then later on, right understanding only leads to such and such awareness and understanding, no self, until it's completely eradicated.
I've got a good example of an upayanjana at the moment, because just visible object that's seen. There's a lot of attending to the upayanjana and then thinking about the smoke out there, and there's a lot of so while we're talking, it's like lots of just attending to the details and then thinking about the smoke and the whole thing, but actually just visible object that's seen.
Just everything in split second. See how fast gone completely. Cheerfully.
And so unexpected, because no interest or no wish to see that visible object or attend to the details. But even when listening to the example of hardness or sound, or there's attending to the details just naturally.
And this is the way to learn to understand anatta. Just one word from the very beginning to the end. Everyone prove the nothingness, but not enough understanding. Like seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking, attending.
At that moment, no one could make me attend, no one could stop the attending. It's just
how it is at that moment.
So everything is just be ready to be known. Only ignorance is there or not.
Mm-hmm. So that's Panya of the four Satipatthanas. So, next.
You have a follow-up question?
Follow-up question. I was thinking about something else, also relating to the same subject we were discussing. Like, also the anattaness of seeing visible objects, also of hearing the sound of a voice, but also of the anattaness of speaking or talking or walking or doing anything, as well as seeing, hearing, and anything in life, really.
So what is the anatomy of visible object?
Not anyone, not being anyone, or thing, or...
No one there.
No one there.
And what is the anatomy of speaking? You mentioned the anatomy of speaking. What's
that? Not really me talking or my voice or my words, nothing like that. Just
is that the anatomy of speaking though?
That's the theory, I think. The pariyatti of it.
Even pariyatti is not there at all.
That's just thinking that there's like sitting now, right? Yeah. You could say it's not me sitting. There's no me sitting. Just thinking, because sitting doesn't have a characteristic.
So what is the pariyatti of speaking? Otherwise, I think that no one is speaking.
An example, walking or working, whichever it was, but the anatomy of walking or working or...
Yeah, that's right. Walking, standing, sitting...
What's the reality of walking or standing or sitting?
Yeah, the reality is rupa.
That's the word.
Of course, yes.
But the characteristic of walking or standing is what? See, it cannot be found. They just think that it's rupa. That's the...
Which rupa?
There is no characteristic.
Which rupa? Hardness?
And it's the characteristic of hardness.
Right.
But not the characteristic of walking.
Oh, okay.
Characteristic of hardness, it's not the characteristic of table, because there is no table. So the same thing, there is no...
Rupa, I think.
No need to say, to know and to understand.
It has to be a characteristic of a reality. Yeah?
But it has to be found. What is it? Not just a characteristic.
Right, of any reality. No, of...
We are not walking now. We are not standing now. What about sitting now? What is that which is not self who is sitting? What is that? To be known as not self, never be self. But there must be realities. Unknown.
You just said that the reality which appears well just enough to be known by Panya.
Without intellectual understanding, that level of Panya cannot arise at all. So we have to learn to understand before there can be that level of understanding. What is there? Otherwise we think just, I'm sitting, sitting is not me, and so on. So what is sitting? What is there at the moment of sitting right now?
Okay, hardness, no?
It's not guessing.
Yes, it is guessing, yes.
But you see that if hardness does not appear, can there be the understanding of it as not self? Of no sitting.
No way.
So it's not trying to have a reality as object while one is sitting, but it's the understanding of what is there. Without rupas, can there be what we take for sitting?
No.
Just one kalapa cannot be sitting. When there are so many kalapas, there's the idea of sitting, and sitting must be I, because of many kalapas.
Yes.
In order to have no idea of I, there must be the understanding of that which is not sitting, but that which is hard or soft or whatever is there while one is sitting, standing, walking, lying, talking. Yeah, there must be that characteristic.
It's not a anatomous of sitting or walking, because there is no sitting or walking, just different realities that are wrongly taken for be sitting or walking.
Yeah, the moment I think myself sitting, it can only be also visible in reality. May only be visible object, because I see maybe my feet or my knees, or, and I assume I'm sitting because of I see my body.
It's just wrong thinking at that moment. Just
of course, yes,
yeah.
Always.
So it's not any. That's why when you mentioned about the anatomous of sitting and walking, that's why everyone was questioning it, because it's just the wrong understanding that there is sitting or walking. And
is there sitting rupa?
So I don't know if when you mentioned those things you had in mind any particular text or reference.
Not really, just general.
I know in the Satipatthana Sutta there's a reference to the monk who is, when walking, is mindful, I'm walking, that sort of thing. But the commentary explains that it doesn't mean the same as knowing that one is walking, because that's ordinary knowledge.
I think we can still say walking, and meaning the reality. Like we have to use word for realities, right?
Yes.
So we can say walking, sitting.
We can say it, yes.
Without necessarily having wrong view about it.
No, correct.
But of course we use
but
the dual.
But if we think that that's the object of awareness, then that's a different matter.
Right, yes. Yeah,
I agree. What about kana sanya? Kana sanya, see?
Memory of a whole, like even when there's one thinks one sees one's feet, actually it's like a memory of something, body part there.
So, nitya sanya conceal the truth of anicca sanya and atta sanya.
And that's why there's the idea of posture or sitting or walking as occurring, and why people have the idea there can be awareness of sitting or walking because of kanasanya. Kanasanya.
I'd like to go back just a little bit. At some point, close to the end of the discussion about, just a few minutes back, Satipatthana and objects appearing well, there was a mention of, Sarah, I think you mentioned it, four Satipatthanas. Can you explain that, please?
So, Kayanupasana, Vedanupasana, Chittanupasana, Dhammanupasana.
Okay, thank you.
So the idea of posture or whatever is one of the parts under Kayanupasana.
And that's just what we were talking about here.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. taking realities for being posture or body or self.
Mm-hmm.
That's the four sections into which the sutras
are divided. Okay, thank you.
And do we have to follow the section?
No.
Because we were talking about the 37 bodhipakkhiyadhanas, so when it mentions four satipatthanas, that's
because
where it's referring.
People might mistake that we should begin with the first one.
No.
So they start. Yeah.
That's the first word.
They get stuck on Anapanasati, on their idea, and never get any further.
That's why people sit concentrating on something they call breath.
Sarah, you also talked
about cheerfulness at a moment of banya at the pariyati level, which I could see. I think a lot of there seems to be, whether it's a misunderstanding or maybe a misunderstanding among some people, that pariyati is just thinking about the Dhamma. But that's not correct.
It has to be panya. Thinking about the Dhamma without reading all the Tripitaka, without any understanding. So it has to be panya. And when it's panya, it can arise with talking about the different feelings, pleasant feeling or neutral feeling, but usually with pleasant feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's pleasant feeling, there is cheerfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it has to be the understanding of reality. It has to be understanding of Dhamma now, mm-hmm. not just reading the book or studying the text.
It's not in the book,
something
it's not
like
in
that.
The text. But just, you know, while we're sitting here, there are a lot of moments of thinking about Dhamma, and maybe some moments of pariyati with banya. Yes.
Is that a question?
No,
or
no. It's. I'm not asking you whether there are. I'm asking whether there's a difference between thinking about the Dhamma as we're sitting here talking about the Dhamma.
Thinking with worry,
that's not
thinking with agitation, trying to
work out
one's question, or trying to remember what one was trying to say. Many different Dhammas that can be attending to the smoke and thinking about what the cause of it. There can be all kinds of dhammas. Yes.
There's a nice bird out there. Yeah.
It's completely wrong when people think that just because one's having a dhamma discussion, even in a perfect environment, that there's just non-stop panya. And also people have the idea, because we talk here a lot about the importance of listening and listening to the dhamma. Listening doesn't mean being here for 2 hours discussing the Dhamma. It's talking about moments of panya,
so, wise consideration.
Yes, whether one's looking at the book or having a walk, reflecting wisely on the Dhamma, listening to what the Buddha taught.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's back to thinking of a situation again and forgetting about the reality that appears.
Right. I remember in Norelia, Ajahn, we were talking about this, and you asked me, do you speak Thai? Yes. When we were talking about pariyati understanding. And during that conversation, you asked me at one point, do you speak Thai? And I said, yes. And then you said, are you speaking Thai now? And the answer was no.
So what?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So what? I didn't follow up on it. I guess I should have at the time. Yeah. I should have asked at the time.
Yeah, because I think that each word should be carefully understood.
Mm-hmm.
Even the word pariyati, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
So what is it, pariyati?
Pariyati is primarily a level of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about it as thinking, but it's not really thinking. It's a level of understanding that is not understanding of a presently arising Dhamma.
That is not understanding.
Well, that's paripatti, right?
Yes.
The understanding of presently arising Dhamma is paripatti. So it's a level of understanding, but it still relates to
reality.
The present moment reality.
Can we say that it's the understanding? It has to be the understanding, not just the word.
Prayati. Yes, for sure.
So prayati is the understanding of the truth of reality from hearing, reading, considering whatever is heard. Otherwise, it cannot bring more understanding to the other high level.
Mm-hmm.
So prayati must be understanding. It's not just how many jitas are there.
Right, right.
And now it's that which experience, but the understanding of reality at that level of, it's not direct understanding yet.
Of the truth of reality, of the truth of what, understanding of the truth of what is being heard about realities.
So what about the person who knows how many jitas are there? And then go to meditation center.
No, not at all.
So it has to be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Different levels. For example, anatta, it doesn't mean that just everything is anatta.
Right.
That's not pariyatti.
I can do what I want because it's anatta. That's not pariyatti. Yeah.
It has to be understanding.
Everything's anatta, sitting, walking, standing.
Yes.
Everything
yes,
around
not,
is...
No, that's
no,
not.
No, oh, no.
Okay.
Or sitting is not self, sitting position. That is not prayati.
No.
And what is kaya?
Kaya.
Yes.
What is kaya? Well, kaya is...
Kaya nupasana.
Right, kaya nupasana.
So what is kaya?
Gaia is body. Thank you. I knew that.
I was thinking, not the answer.
Yes, no, it isn't the answer. What is body? It's a concept.
Gaia means body.
Yes, and it's a concept because it is...
Really?
Yes.
The
it's made
body.
Up of reality. It's what we take a group of realities as being. Hardness, softness... motion, pressure, heat, cold, realities that can be touched.
There are nama kaya and rupa kaya. So what is kaya? You know the Pali word, kaya.
No, sorry.
Rupa kaya, nama kaya, and what is just kaya?
No.
We're talking about body, but we're talking, it can't be any rupas, any hardness touched, like this hardness is not taken for body, or this soft heat, this hardness is not taken for body. So it has to be the rupas that are taken for being body. Like the hardness here is different from the hardness here, because this hardness is taken.
Yes, it's taken for body.
Can we say what are there together? Is kaya.
Yes. Not only if it's rupas of
what
the body
whatever,
doesn't work.
Whatever.
Because also there is this nama gaya. So then
that's right.
What are taken together? So here it's talking about rupa gaya, but Ajahn's asking what gaya in general. So what is taken together?
Well, what is taken together? Well, both the nama
and
the rupa, and they need to have certain. I'm thinking of jivit indriya. I'm thinking of the cetasika that, like, no, of course, there's no jivit indriya there.
So if it's namakaya, what is taken together? The various cetasikas are taken together.
Yes.
And if it's rupa kaya, the various rupas are
taken together
for body or...
Can we say they come to be together?
Yes.
Like this, kaya, 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 everything.
Not, I thought we were talking
any. Even the body.
Even the body, but it also includes...
Whatever, whatever.
Okay.
Ajahn's talking about the broad meaning of Gaia, okay. Just Gaia, not just Gaia as in Gaia Nupassana. We've been talking about Gaia as in Gaia Nupassana, but she's talking first about the broad meaning of Gaia, regardless of Gaia Nupassana or Nama Gaia or Enta, whatever is
taken together as something. Or taken together as something would be with wrong view.
They just be there together.
Okay.
Not only one. They come to be there to be together. To be together. Like citta and citta-sika.
Yes.
Namagaya.
Ah, okay. And rupa-gaya, the kalapas.
The rupa, all there, come to be there together.
Mm-hmm. So more than just the kalapas. A group of them come
Galapa
together to be together. Okay.
Comprises eight rupas.
Yes. Okay.
So everything is Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
Nama Gaia or Rupa Gaia. So the whole body is the Gaia. Many, many Galapas.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is Gaia.
Gaia.
Each
Galapa is Gaia. Yeah.
Or we can say each one because they come to be together.
Because they are together, they can't be separated. Yeah.
Talk about each one is Kanda because they come together. So.
Chitta-sika rising together.
Namagaya. But still Gaia. They are there together. So when we talk, when we talk about Gaia, see, from head to toe, we know they are all there as different parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Each word brings about anatta-ness, no one there, see. Read with understanding. It will bring the direct understanding one day.
So when I said earlier, the term body is a concept. I think what I was referring to is that without, when we think of the body, well, I suppose with understanding we are thinking of realities that come together. But I think we're
but when there's no understanding, you take the whole body.
When there's no understanding, you take the whole body as a concept,
as real,
as
real.
Well, you take it as real.
Yeah.
The but in fact, it's just a concept until there's understanding of it. Right?
What is understanding of body? It's like understanding of walking or talking. There is no body. There is no walking. There is no talking.
So it's concept.
It can only be a concept because there's no reality of body.
That's right.
Just like there's no reality of walking or talking.
That's where I was going.
So there can't be understanding of body.
But there can be understanding of not a body, but the rupa that come together.
That's why what is sitting position?
Right.
Just
rupa.
Rupa comes together.
Rupa comes together.
Like this come together, and this is stand, this is standing.
Yes.
Like sitting, lying, something like that.
Mm-hmm. They come together, right.
There is no one, only when there's the understanding of reality.
Right.
Just one at a time. That's why what is the object of Satipatthana under the section of position? No precision now.
The object would be is the rupas.
What rupa?
Well,
touch from head to toe, hardness, softness, heat, cold. That's all.
Yes.
No matter in what position. If there's still the idea of position, there is something. But when there is only different realities, no one there to sit, to stand.
Right.
It dissolves all the idea of self at moment of understanding reality.
is understanding of hardness, softness. There's no, because there's no idea of body, there's no idea of internal or external. Actually, whether it's this hardness or this hardness, it's just
hardness.
It's just
hardness.
Just softness.
Yes.
But because of ignorance, there's the idea of this one and that one.
Real.
And
yes.
And before that, there's the idea that I'm sitting with strong. So
yes.
Right understanding knows that no I is who is sitting.
No sitting.
The only reality.
Right.
In order to have less and less attachment
mm-hmm.
to the body as self,
mm-hmm.
as my body. Is there your body? Not at all. Only kaya of rupas. Much different from meditation to understand right now, little by little.
I have a sidetrack question about the Rupa Brahma realm where there are no sense objects, no rupas conditioned by citta, so there's no breath, is that correct?
No rupa conditioned by citta.
No rupas conditioned by citta in the Rupa Brahma realm.
Rupa Brahma?
Arupa Brahma realm. No rupas conditioned by...
All rupas.
No rupas. So that means there's no breath because it's rupa conditioned by citta. But at the moment of birth, there is a...
Four namakandas only.
Four namakandas only. So no jivitindriya rupa even.
Never,
or no,
even
nothing.
One.
Right, no rupas conditioned by, well, rupas can outside conditioned by temperature, but no experience of anything, nothing. No. So when there is no breath at all in that plane,
no rupa.
No rupa, so just not necessary any breath at all.
Chittacitasikas only.
Yeah, okay. No meditation. No, exactly. Holiday from meditation centers, right, yeah. Just sidetrack question is, because it came up in Vietnam, in Rupa Vachara realm, not Arupa Vachara, can there be dreaming?
What is dreaming?
Thinking about sense objects.
So who doesn't dream?
The Arahat doesn't dream, so they can still be thinking about the sense objects.
Because
experience.
You know when Panya is there, dreaming is just like thinking in between sense stuff.
That's what I thought, because actually it was the monk who mentioned in the Rupa Vachara that there was no dreaming, so I just kind of wondered if that...
Thinking.
Just, there should be still thinking
he
about
might mean
sense.
Thinking. Mm.
But still there is thinking and
there
dreaming
must
be about, because still sense objects experienced.
Is there sleeping in that
room? Must be, yeah.
For example, when sati is there, realities are just follow one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
In the Arupa Brahma, then, so there are no rupas, so there cannot be dreaming about sense objects experienced in that life, maybe in other lives, but there can still be thinking, just like ordinary thinking now, but not about sense objects experienced.
May seem like a strange question. If there are no sense objects experienced in that plane, what are you thinking about? Because it's the sense objects that give rise to the thinking. And we've talked about it. If there's no visible object, if there's no experiencing of a sense object, yes.
Do you ever thinking of present moment?
Mm-hmm.
Not rupa?
Yes.
Not rupa?
It's not rupa, that's right.
Thinking about thinking.
thinking about thinking, but I... Where is the thinking about pleasant moments going to come from if there is not any experiencing of sense objects?
Well, that's the point, because even when the attachment to sense objects has been eradicated, in this case it's not eradicated,
right,
but even when there's no attachment to sense objects, there's still other attachments, attachment to being, to existence.
Yes, yes. Although, is that not from being existing?
Meaning about the joy of jhana?
Okay.
Even there's nothing appearing as rupa.
Uh-huh.
What about the experiences, the existence, the citta, that which knows arises?
The citta that...
That which knows what's arises.
Yes, mm-hmm. So it's the mind door.
We don't have to name
door.
Quite what.
Okay.
But nothing appears as sight and sound at all.
Okay.
But nothing, but that is that which experiences.
Okay.
So it can think conditional thinking.
Yes. I was thinking of, you know, the arupa plane is without rupa, and of course the rupa are the objects of the vipaka jitas with, well, no, they're even the object
can
of the jita that follows thinking, yes?
Can they be doubt in the plane?
Can
they
be
doubt?
I would think so.
So it
okay.
Doubt about that moment.
Doubt about why am I here or
what is there?
What is there?
Nothing
yeah.
there. What there is that which experiences.
Yes, there's nothing there, that, but there is something experiencing nothing.
Clinging to the dream of about nimittas.
The dream about Nimittas.
Nimitta
from
Casino.
From past
of
accumulations.
No, I'm talking about the object of the jhana cittas.
Okay. Is the arupa plane only...
What about...
Or jhana? Is it only jhana that arises? No.
What about... what about even that common daily life? Can there be doubt when nothing is there?
Yes.
What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that?
What about?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's doubt.
Even the... Otherwise, doubt cannot appear as a reality if it doesn't show up.
Right.
And wrong view, too.
Yes, so that can arise.
Wrong view.
Yeah. I think
taking
so.
Taking it for being enlightened.
Yeah.
I think the answer to your question, Minister, was it's a result of jhana.
Okay, thank you. The arupa.
Rebirth in that plane.
Rebirth in the arupa brahma plane, yeah.
Close your eyes, no whisper object, no sound. Can there be doubt? Because doubt is nama,
yes.
See?
Yes.
So there are conditions for
doesn't help doubt.
Whatever to appear, it depends on understanding or ignorance of it.
Okay.
What is there? See, close your eyes. No rupa appearing, but what is there?
Thinking?
No, I mean that it can be moment of thinking what is there in Aruba Brahma. Like just close one's eyes. Uh-huh. No rupa appears.
What is there at a moment of thinking?
Even in the human world, when rupa does not appear, like in Aruba Brahma world,
mm-hmm.
there can be conditions for whatever arises, saying, what is that? See?
Doubt? Thinking?
It's not rupa, see?
No, okay.
Yeah, so it's nama.
It's nama. Nama experiencing nama. Yeah.
And the feeling, is there a thing?
Mm-hmm.
This morning when we were talking about we started talking about the 19 kinds of patisandhi cittas, we talked about the akusala vipaka
mm-hmm.
without roots and the kusala vipaka without roots, and then the 8 kusala vipaka with roots of different kinds, and then there are 5 Rupa Vachara and 4 Arupa Vachara.
vipaka jitas, which are birth. So that's what we're talking about.
Which are both? Sorry, which are
the patisandhi jitas? Mm-hmm. So they're also the ones that are the result of jhana, and the ones which are the result of arupa jhana. So this is what we're talking about.
This is the ones we didn't talk about.
Yeah,
earlier.
Yeah,
right.
Because there were 19, but mm-hmm. they're also the ones which are the result of jhana, and the ones which mm-hmm. are the result of arupa jhana. So that's why there is these kinds of realms.
Right, and following. Okay, I think I see that. I've actually never taken a lot of interest in jhana, the kinds of jhana we're talking about here. But I can see where it's useful to know, to try to understand.
Like now we're just discussing, well, because we assume that there are always rupas, and there must be rupas, mm-hmm. and there must be rupas taken for a body, and that's how there is this wrong
right.
view. But it's actually, even in the Arupa Brahma realms, there are no rupas taken for something, but still wrong view hasn't been eradicated, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. there's still dreaming with doubt and mm-hmm. thinking with wrong view arising, and
rebirth,
still ideas of a whole.
Yeah, rebirth after existing in one of the planes without, well, the Arupa plane, for instance, it can be on any plane, can it?
It can't be any afterwards, because there are all sorts of different conditions determining which kind of existence can follow which
okay.
one. Like after life in a Rupa Brahma realm, there can't be in the next life in a woeful realm. I forget all the details.
Okay.
But
there are various conditions.
Sooner or later, there will be life again in human realm or woeful realm if the defilements haven't been eradicated.
Right. And the gamma. Yeah. And there's
all depending on past
karma. Thank you.
So now, coming back to Kayanupasana,
Satipatthana. No way out.
The first step of however many bodhipakkhana.
Can I ask you a question? Moments of swimming or running, can Satipatthana arise?
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, moment of swimming or running or sitting or walking, what reality appears can be the object of Satipatthana. Yeah.
Yes, of course, yes.
Yeah.
So actually, what's kaya and prasna satipatthana? It is the sati.
Understanding.
Kaya nu prasna satipatthana. So there must be sati. So it's the sati which is aware of that which is taken for body for a long, long time, to know that actually, as long as there is body, it's my body. But when there is no body, only different realities of rupa, there will be more understanding of not self. Even the body is just that which comes together. And we used to take it for body for a long, long time, but actually there is no actual body or my body at all. So the sitting position is wrong, because actually there is no sitting rupa. But when they come together, it conditioned the kana-sanya. Yes, that should be destroyed. Mm. Otherwise, they are together like something all the time. But when it's only one arising and falling away, no permanent body.
Yes, there's no one sitting, and there is not even a chair. There is not.
No, not
nothing. Nothing.
It appears well as it is, little by little.
Okay.
So it has to be Satipatthana, that reality appears well. Well enough to meet on as a reality.
Even now. No avatar. No one here. Yeah, only reality. Yeah.
Even Kayanupassana, but shouldn't miss the word satipatthana on Kaya, the body, to know it as it is, as of self. The point is understand that which usually is taken for body, but actually only different realities, rupas, no matter breath or what. So how can the understanding of breath can eliminate the idea of self?
It's not possible.
Because there is no breath.
As we think there is, as we take it to be breath, but there is it's nothing actually like breath.
If breath is just like ordinary rupa, see, no meaning, no importance at all. If one takes it for important, then it's clinging instantly.
A minute ago you used the term, was it Gana Sanya? But the enlightened being still has the concept of person sitting and so forth. Doesn't have to rethink everything.
Yeah.
Now, of course there's no taking of things wrongly, but the enlightened being, I presume, sitting here, still sees and recognizes different individuals and their postures.
By conditions,
yeah.
Nimitta.
So do we call that Gana Sanya also?
Kana Sanya is the memory Sanya, that everything is one. What comes together is one, which is wrong. Like this is this one.
So it's a wrong memory.
Mm-hmm.
But still for the enlightened being, there's immediately the concept of a box.
No doubt about all realities, even right. Thinking.
Right. But not taking them for anything.
No wrong understanding.
No wrong understanding.
But the understanding of concept.
Yes.
Is there.
Yes.
Like Ananda, Sariputta, Moggallana.
So what conditions the concept of a person or of a box and that sort of thing on the part of the enlightened being?
Okay, before there is any understanding of reality, there are so many things and people. But at moment of understanding, one by one, that what is seen is only that which is there with the four primary rupas, but the four primary rupas cannot impinge on the eye. Only that which arises with it, one of the four, can impinge on it. It arises and falls away. So where's people and things? But the succession of the arising and falling away conditioned the idea of different things and people. That's all. But the truth is the absolute truth. Nothing permanent. Just arise by conditions. The box is the box, but what is there? Different realities.
Presumably. That's an assumption though, isn't it? Different realities there.
That's
because why all is seen as one is visible object.
That's why when we talk about satipatthana, everything in life is satipatthana. Otherwise, wrong understanding takes that for something feminine. No matter here or there, this or that. Right understanding is right understanding which begins to know little by little that before there can be the moment of realizing that which is seen as that which arises and falls. As it is, there must be the understanding from now on to begin to understand it. Actually, without that which is at or with the four primary rupas, how can whatever appears as things, colors, so it's just the continuity of the arising and falling away.
Right.
Like the magic world, yes. Fantasy world, right. Magician, jitta. out of rupa comes people and things. Without rupa, can there be people and things? So only rupa is real. And if there is no condition to reflect on it, once it's heard, it's there. No cultivation, no development. That's why it needs the hearing of the words of the Buddha to be upanisaya gochara rather than other objects. This is the beginning to condition more and more understanding. But and this is pariyatti. Even right now, it can develop by itself, little by little, until it becomes satipatthana, see? Without the intellectual understanding, how can that be the understanding of hardness as just a moment? Otherwise, it does not go away. It's there all the time. And the right purpose of studying is the beginning of developing understanding.
So can we say that as understanding of realities, present moment realities, is developed, one's perception of the world changes? As understanding develops, understanding of present moment realities develops, one's perception of the world, which at the moment we think table is real, person is real, etc.
By conditions.
That changes by conditions. Mm-hmm. But it's the understanding of realities that changes that perception.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens naturally.
Mm-hmm. That's so, right, by conditions.
Right.
We learn to understand. Our dhammas are conditioned to arise.
When we say no Alberto, for example, it may be a long time before that understanding actually arises.
Mm-hmm. And this understanding will condition no thinking about when and where and how.
Mm-hmm. So could we say we shouldn't try to get ahead of understanding?
No, shouldn't is not the right word.
No, but the idea of trying to think what the world is like with understanding doesn't work.
Usually it's led by
it's just understanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until one knows that that right. moment is led by understanding.
Yeah.
It works its way to lead to understand better and better. Panya can understand.
Yes. According to its level.
Until enlightenment. Otherwise there wouldn't be Sammasambuddho as being Bodhisattva for how long? And the person who just meditated, is it Bodhisattva?
In some lives when wrong view was arising, there may have been some wrong practice. That's all one can say.
Longer.
Like a Jotapala or something, some following some wrong practice.
And when one understands that life is different in a moment, see, how many moments are there?
And actually no Bodhisattva in any life, just different jitas, chetasikas, or rupas arising by conditions like now, no matter whether we call it Alberto or Suchin or anyone, just different realities arising unexpectedly.
And what's the meaning of Bodhisattva? Bodhisattva.
Being who is striving for enlightenment.
Not far away from developing understanding from life to life. Not getting away from and developing understanding, not doing anything. Any question about Kayanupassana, Satipatthana? It has to be sati, but not only sati, it has to be panya. And panya with different level of sati, when the object appears well because of sati. If it's not known, it's not told, there can be the intention just right to have it appear well. But what's the meaning of the object appears well is only to sati at level of satipatthana. Because heart that now is not well. But when right understanding is there, it appears well as a reality.
Needs sati and panya to appear well.
If there is, you used to take this for something, it does appear as not self. But when it appears well, the characteristic of that which cannot be taken for self is there.
We're talking about vipassana, jnana appears clearly. Well, this is the meaning of vipassana. Appears well at the level of satipatthana. Is there a Pali word that you translate as well?
Vipassana.
Vipassana. But vipassana means clearly.
Yes.
So
you mean well?
So clearly, like in vipassana and jnana, vipassana means clearly. So that's
what about pativeda and...
Sorry?
Pativeda.
Pativeda, so that's vipassana and jnana already.
And katayana, or vipassana jnana.
Yeah, but when it's satipatthana, not vipassana jnana, the word for well that you're using appears well. What is the...
Pali term?
Pali term.
I don't know about the Pali term, but I know the translation.
Just the translation.
And I know that it means only
appears
when
well.
Satipatthana
yes.
is
yes.
there.
Yeah, I just wondered what the Pali term is.
You can check.
Just a moment ago, Ajahn, you emphasized the object of appearing well to sati at the level of satipatthana.
No, the object now does not appear well, right? Because sati does not arise. So it just experience ordinary.
I'm talking...
Just talk, hardness, softness, and everything pass on.
Yes, I understand
that. But when the object appears well, panya knows that sati is there.
Okay.
Otherwise, we ask for sati. When is sati? And what is sati? But when the object appears well, its moment of sati is aware.
And panya knows it's a moment.
Okay. There must be panya with sati all the time, not only sati. When is satipatthana?
Right.
It cannot
so
just...
Everything we're reading about in the Satipatthana Sutta is about development of sati and panya.
Right, right.
But panya cannot arise from intellectual understanding to higher level without sati.
Right.
So sati is there playing the main role.
Playing the main role.
For panya to understand. That's why in Tipitaka it says that it's not Passapatthana, not Vedanapatthana, not Sanyapatthana, not Jetanapatthana,
right.
only Satipatthana.
I've noticed over the years, Ajahn, that you have placed in discussions less emphasis on the development of sati than on understanding. Because it's the understanding that's what can lead to knowing to what can lead to understanding of the object that appears.
Because you see that each word of the Buddha brings about understanding with different levels of other reality like sati. Even right now, at moment of understanding, intellectually now, sati is there, unknown all the time, until it has reached a degree of satipatthana, it can be known that sati is there, otherwise the object cannot appear well.
But without the panya,
there must
definitely
be panya
can,
from
yeah,
the very
definitely
beginning.
Definitely can't appear well,
yeah.
Right.
When we talk about the teachings of the Buddha, even we don't mention panya. Panya is an issue.
Right.
It's useless to talk about sati when there's no understanding.
Yes,
so
yes,
the understanding, whatever, is panya.
So if we were to talk about sati, for example, it would be the sati that arises with understanding.
Yes.
And the aim is the development of understanding, right, ultimately. But sometimes the Buddha spoke in terms of sati, sometimes in terms of viriya, sometimes in terms of samadhi, but always in terms of those factors as accompanying panya.
Panya.
Yeah.
Panya, the chief.
Right. So what about satipatthana on breath? Satipatthana on breath.
By conditions, by accumulations, by...
No selection at all. And right understanding begins to see breath as just ordinary rupa, in order not to be attached to it. Instead of trying to have breath as object, see, it's just coming.
And you said breath as ordinary rupa. Well, it is what we take for breath, our ordinary
just
rupas,
ordinary rupa.
Hardness and softness, etc.
Only hardness, softness.
Because sometimes you've spoken about a special rupa conditioned by citta as being breath, but what we take for breath normally are ordinary rupas.
It's hard, like patthavi, patthavi, apo, tejo, vayu. What's the difference
between
anapana and the other hardness, softness?
No difference.
It does not appear as usual in daily life. So it's the object for Mahapurusa. But people who are not try to have it as object.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Mahapurusa, just for detachment, not for being attached to breath. Mm-hmm. See, the purpose is different. Mm-hmm. Everything just for detachment only. The very long, long path leading to the detachment. So, as breath is the object of satipatthana, then what?
Just like any other reality, like any other hardness or motion is the object, and then it's gone. No significance at all. Just a moment of understanding, a moment of awareness, and then it's gone. Who knows?
Depending on right understanding of it, whatever would follow, no one can know. As long as the idea of self hasn't been eradicated yet, there can be akusala attachment to the object as the object.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very fine object. But all objects shouldn't be object of attachment.
Shouldn't.
Because it's lopa which is
yes.
attached.
Yeah.
So it's such like reminder whether there is attachment, there is the idea of self.
It's the very fine rupa, the very fine hardness or motion conditioned by citta that's unknown. And we know that the meditator who experiences hardness or motion by the nostrils, that this is actually not the very fine rupa. Is there any connection between them?
Usually, there is clinging to everything, even breath, without understanding as ordinary. It's just a reality.
always think of it as something special, but actually it's just like any other reality that arises and falls away instantly. And I asked, is Alberto just like any other ex-meditator? He mentioned that, oh, there's still the experiencing of the breath by the nostril because it's like the past habit. So actually it's just hardness or softness that is experienced. Who knows what hardness or softness, and anyway it's not of any importance, but this is what is usually called breath. So I just wondered if it has any connection with the reality of breath.
Why breath appear? If there's no thinking about it, does it appear now? So that is attachment. There is attachment to bring about that particular object as habits.
It's a habit that arises because of attachment. One can't just say, well, it's a habit that's been accumulated over time. There's more to it than that.
So because one knows that no one can make anything arise, no one can just have that experience at will. So then it is the attachment and the wrong practice that is a condition for that rupa or that idea of that rupa to appear at that time.
When attachment is strong, vanya has to be much stronger in order to detach from that object.
I remember you saying once that if there's strong attachment for any sense object, there cannot be understanding of it, or it's very hard. For example, if there's very strong attachment to sound or taste, one is blinded, so it's much harder for there to be understanding.
Panya must be stronger enough to know it. It's useless to have breath as object without understanding and detachment. It can be object of attachment, so great, not seeing the anatta-ness in order to become detached. So what about breath? Is there by conditions to be object? Understand it, that's all. Forget it as other objects.
Just like any other rupas, mm-hmm. of no significance, yeah. at all.
It indicates stronger understanding enough not to be attached to that object. So that moment is led by panya to see that it's just useless to cling to breath. When panya leads, it's much different from when the self or attachment leads.
Actually, in that instance, it doesn't matter whether it has no significance, whether it really is the reality of breath appearing or whether it's an idea. The point is its attachment is there. So regardless of whether it really is the rupa conditioned by citta, the fine one, or whether it's just some other rupa conditioned by temperature, or whether it's an idea, it really doesn't matter because it's the clinging is there, and that's
all. And when it's high developed, it's kantiyana. Before the arising and falling away of reality, now can appear as natural, as now. Everything has to be very natural. Otherwise it's not panya. It's fake.
One point I'd just like to clarify, because it came up last time and it was quite a controversial topic, and then it came up again recently, and this is with regard to khandhas, with regard to the four nama khandhas: Vedana khanda, Sanya khanda, Sankara khanda, and Vijnana khanda. And we had always said and understood that any kusala or akusala, citta or cetasikas, accumulate when they arise. And the reason that Vedana and Sanya...
When it's kusala or
when it's kusala or akusala. And the reason Vedana and Sanya has a special kanda like we discussed in Vietnam is because of the great importance associated with feelings and always looking for pleasant feeling, and because of marking whatever is experienced, that's how there comes to be thinking and whatever else. So Vedana and Sanya are very, very significant. But when we were here last time in Nakhon Nyok, someone said, oh, actually, the reason Vedana and Sanya were separate khandas are because only the Sankara khanda, Chetasikas, accumulate at moments of Kusala and Akusala, and that Vedana just feels, Sanya just marks, Chitta just experiences. For example, when Panya arises, it accumulates and it conditions Sanya at a later time to mark the object, or when Abhija or any other of the Sankara Kanda Dhammas arise, they accumulate and condition the Vedana and Sanya to feel and mark. And it was said that Vedana and Sanya, even when Kusala and Akusala, don't accumulate but are conditioned by the other accompanying Chetasikas to arise and perform their functions. But when I clarified this recently, it was agreed, like we always thought, of course when they're Kusala or Akusala, they accumulate. So I just wonder why this was said or discussed last time. You remember the point? I think it was Sukhin who made the point that Vedana and Sanya don't accumulate, and this was something quite surprising to us and Nina. And then
not by itself, because it's not Sankara Kanda.
Yes, but
to condition other moments to be, we have to consider many, many aspects. Can Vedana be Pakkatupanisiyapajaya?
Well, I would have said it could.
That's all, by its way.
Yes.
By its way, not by the way of Sankara Kanda.
Right, and Sanya also has to, and without
whatever arises,
Sanya marking these Anupyanjana, there wouldn't be the Sanya now marking it in this way. So it accumulates, and of course it has to be assisted by the other accompanying Chetasikas arising together by all those Sampayuta and other conditions. But that's also the same for other Chetasikas.
Yeah, when we think about Pakkatupanisiyā, it's the answer for everything.
Everything, like even Panya or Abhija or Chaitanya, even Chaitanya, when it accumulates, it has to be assisted by the other Chetasikas, by Pakkatupanisiyā and by Sahagata and by all these other factors. So actually, they all need each other to arise.
As Pachya.
But what is the distinction between the Sankara Kanda Pachya and the Vedana and Sanya Pachya in that regard?
Because Vedana feels, its function is to feel. And Sanya is just marking.
But they still are arising by,
as the Chetasikas
have their function.
Yeah, different.
But they're still arising by, all arising by Pakkatupanisiyā, by Sahagata, by so on, all the same conditions.
Pakkatupanisiyā is the answer.
Yes, so it's the same. Yeah, thank you. It was just a little bit confusion. And also Chitta as well, even though it's not Sankara Kanda, when it's Kusala Kusala, it also accumulates and it's also conditioned by the other Chetasikas and also by Pakkatupanisiyā.
Condition, just like to feel, that's all.
Yes.
While the other can have more function to think and to arrange or to what Chaitanya.
Depending on each their function, but you could say that Chaitanya just arranges and coordinates, or Vitaka just touches. Vitaka just touches. But why in that sense is Vitaka Sankara Kanda and not Sanya?
What about the cook, 500 cooks, and the one who tastes it, feel it? That's all. No, it's not.
But you could say, if you're talking about the function of Vitaka, it's just the one that touches the object also, or Pasa, it's just the one that contacts the object, so it's the same for each one. Mm-hmm. and the citta, so kusala and akusala, it also accumulates and it also needs the support and it also arises by pakarupa, nisya, pachya, and it also just has its function
by
pachya,
by
chief experience. Yeah. Thank you. I think it's clear there was just some misunderstanding before, so it's good.
As much as there can be the understanding of yourself.
And like you say, Paktupa Nisya is the answer, then it's very true. Okay, back to Kayanupasa. Just giving you a little break.
So, is the body?
It's not a reality.
Only realities.
It's realities, composed of realities, but body itself is not a reality.
Is the arm only? See, eye, ear, not belong to anyone at all. So it's not my body.
Can there be just the nimitta of it without the anubhyanjana, the body like the air or the, or even the heart, when sitting, just the, it is the nimitta of hardness anyway. So it's not the body, but it is just hardness, but it's still, it's closer to the reality of rising and falling away, even if it doesn't look like it's rising and falling away. But can it still be just the nimitta of hardness instead of the body at the beginning?
What is there now?
The body.
No, if you don't think of it, no body at all.
Hardness.
Even you don't think of it?
Okay.
There's nothing. Only when something is there and no understanding, the idea comes in as the whole body sitting. But what and which is the body? The eye is the eye, the ear is the ear. That's why just close one's eyes, no idea about the sitting position, if there's no thinking about it. If there's no thinking, there is no sitting position. So it's only sanya, atta sanya, of the body. Like all five khandhas. Upadana, khanda, all five, not just one.
To add, because earlier you had said we know we're sitting because we can see our feet and so forth, but even with eyes closed, there can be the idea of sitting just through the body sense or just from memory.
It's a good example of reading suttas and reading them in Pali and there being no pariyatti, because usually what the meditator does, it reads the Satipatthana and it reads about the body and not understanding anything about the gana, sanya, and they think that the staying in a posture and experiencing pain is understanding dukkha or something like that, whereas in fact it's the complete opposite. It's the not understanding that there are just different rupas, each one is dukkha, but because there is the idea of whole or body or posture, this is how the truth of dukkha is covered up. So what they think they see is actually the opposite of what the sutta is talking about. So it's a good example of how one can read all these terms and words without any pariyatti at all.